You know, behind the walls of pretty much every massive skyscraper, there are these solid metal highways. And they are carrying enough raw electrical current to just vaporize standard cables in a fraction of a second.
Yeah, it is an incredible amount of power.
Right. So today we are doing a deep dive into the engineering guide to low voltage switchgear busbar design. And I guess our mission here is to uncover the hidden physics that keep these massive electrical arteries functioning without, you know, melting down the entire building.
Which is always the goal, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So to start, just imagine replacing a really chaotic web of standard electrical spaghetti cables with a highly structured, rigid metal rail system. That is essentially what a busbar is, right? It is the main conductor taking power from the source and distributing it cleanly.
Right. Taking the chaos out of the equation is the whole point. Because standard cables, well, they flex and they move. But in a low-voltage switchgear panel, you need incredibly low impedance.
So no wiggling around.
Exactly. You need predictable behavior under massive stress. I mean, you really need a solid engineered foundation.
Okay, so if you're building this massive power highway, your first major hurdle is simply choosing what to actually pave it with. And from the guide, it seems like the ultimate engineering trade-off always comes down to copper versus aluminum.
It always is.
And copper is clearly the gold standard here, right? Like, that's what we default to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, copper literally sets the baseline. So engineers use the International Annealed Copper Standard, or IACS, and that puts copper at a benchmark of 100% conductivity.
Wow, literally the 100% mark.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just that efficient at moving electrons. And that means you can keep your panel designs extremely compact. But then you look at aluminum, and it only hits about 61% on that same scale.
So to carry the exact same electrical load, an aluminum busbar requires a much larger cross-section then.
Right. It takes up significantly more space to do the exact same job.
Well, then why even bother with aluminum at all? I mean, if it's less conductive, takes up more space, and, you know, is notorious for forming oxide films that ruin electrical connections. It just sounds like a massive headache.
It's all about scale and gravity. If you were designing an exceptionally long power run, weight and cost become your primary constraints, hands down.
Oh, because aluminum is much lighter.
Lighter and far cheaper to produce. And to mitigate that oxide issue you mentioned, engineers just plate the connection surfaces with tin or silver.
Okay, so they seal it up.
Right. They plate it and then apply specialized joint compounds to seal out the oxygen and keep the connection completely stable.
Got it. Okay, so you have your plated metal highway, but these rails don't just handle standard everyday electron traffic. Like, they have to survive explosive electrical crashes, what engineers call short circuits.
Yeah, and during a fault, the system faces two really violent threats immediately. So the obvious one is thermal stress, where the fault current just generates an immense amount of heat in a fraction of a second.
Right, massive heat.
But the second threat, and usually the more surprising one, is electrodynamic stress. Peak magnetic currents actually generate what are called Lorentz forces.
Lorentz forces. Okay, so that is like having two high-pressure fire hoses suddenly cranked to the absolute maximum, and they are just violently trying to whip apart from each other.
That is a perfect analogy. That physical repulsion is intense. The magnetic field actually tries to violently push parallel conductors away from each other.
So just having a really thick piece of metal isn't enough to survive it.
Not at all. The physical stiffness of the bar, the specific spacing of the supports, and these heavy-duty cleats are literally the only things preventing those bus bars from physically ripping themselves right out of the panel.
That is terrifying to think about. But if the heavy metal bars and the cleats can actually withstand the heat and those intense magnetic forces, what actually fails?
The connections. It is almost always the joints where two bars meet. They are the weakest links by far.
So it comes down to how they are bolted together.
Exactly. It comes down to torque and pressure. If a technician misses the exact torque spec on a bolt, say, failing to hit exactly 17.5 newton meters on an M8 bolt or 30 on an M10, you get uneven pressure.
And that tiny mistake matters that much.
Oh, yeah. That creates microscopic air gaps. Those gaps lead to electrical resistance, and that resistance generates heat.
And I imagine casually bolting a copper bar directly to an aluminum bar makes that resistance even worse, right?
Yeah, that creates a chemical reaction called galvanic corrosion.
Wow, okay.
Because copper and aluminum have different electrical potentials when they touch. The metals literally eat away at each other over time.
Which just degrades the joint and spikes the heat even further.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why engineers rely heavily on infrared thermography. It lets them see these invisible hot joints way before the metal degrades enough to cause an arc flash or a total shutdown.
Which actually brings up how these bars are spaced in the first place to prevent those arcs. Like, you can't just pack them tightly together just to save space in the room.
No, the geometry of the empty space is just as engineered as the metal itself. Designers have to calculate clearance, which is the shortest distance between two conductive parts straight through the air.
Right, and then there's creepage, too.
Yes, creepage is the shortest path along the surface of an insulating material. If you get either of those distances wrong, high voltage will literally just jump the gap.
Which is why all of this is strictly governed by safety standards like IEC or UL, just to ensure that absolutely doesn't happen.
Exactly. It is highly regulated.
It is a precise science of metallurgy, physics, and literally designing thin air. So next time you are in a large building, just think about those hidden electrical panels. Consider the invisible magnetic forces constantly trying to rip the solid metal inside apart, held back only by the precise torque of a few bolts. It really makes you wonder, what other unseen, violent physical battles are raging behind the walls of our infrastructure right now?